Potter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Potter City, Myocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nana Seyopoku Sarkodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
One of the altars that brought unending blessing for Abraham is the altar he put Isaac on. The altar is raised for economic power. And I'm telling you, we are going to enter a realm now. In this place, people will come to church holding a check of 1 million normal offering. Let me tell you this. You cannot be excessively blessed and be stingy. No. You will become economist because of natural born economists. Never went to an economic show, but the way you can manage and calculate your offering, 2 cedis per meeting. The meeting is about 24 days and per my calculation. You are coming out of that situation. For the Lord gave me this command, you must not eat or drink anything while you are there. And do not return to Judah by the same way you came. Wow. May you obey prophetic direction. So he left Bethel and went home another way. Powerful man of God. As it happened, there was an old prophet living in Bethel. And his sons came to him, came home, and told him what. So the man was going, but he has not arrived yet at Judah on his way. Amen. Jesus told them, don't greet any man on the way. That means that if you have halfway to your destination, you have never reached there. On halfway, you can be distracted. You can be distracted. As it happened, there was an old prophet living in Bethel, and his sons came home and told him what the man of God has done in Bethel that day. They also told their father what the man has said to the king, old prophet, who God has stopped speaking to. That means that the old prophet was in Bethel, but God sent a prophet from Judah. So what happened to that old prophet? He has stopped fasting. He has stopped praying. I'm not too sure whether he has retired. In the kingdom, we don't retire. Amen. If you retire, you get to your place of where you mentor me. You are not listening to me. Let's read it. Amen. There's something called year of legacy. You get to that year, all you raise is champions, your type, who become greater than what you have done. The old prophet asked them, which way did he go? So they showed their father which road the man of God has taken. Quick, saddle the donkey. The old man said, so they saddled the donkey for him and he mounted it. Then he rode after the man of God and found him sitting under a great tree. The old prophet asked him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? Yes, I am he, replied. Who spoke to the man of God? The young man of God. Who spoke to the young man of God? No. When he came there to prophesy, who spoke to him? Who spoke to him? I want you to open your ears and listen to something. Who created angels? You can be in error and not to know. Watch this. He rode after the man of God and find him sitting under a tree. The old prophet asked him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? Yes, I am he. Look at it. Then he said unto the man of God, come home with me and eat some food. No, I cannot, he replied. I am not allowed to eat or drink anything in this place that is better. For the Lord gave me this command, you must not eat or drink anything while you are here or while you are there. And do not return to Judah by the same way you came. But the old prophet answered and said, I am a prophet too, just as you are. An angel gave me this command. I asked you already, who created angels? Bring him home with you so he can have something to eat. Who spoke to the young prophet? Who did the old prophet say speak to him? He looked like white garment prophet. You remember those ones? Don't you think he looked like one of them? Cherubim and seraphim. Somebody say God spoke to you. You say angel. Can you imagine people who leave a church where God speaks to them and go to where angels are speaking? Bring him home with you so he can have something to eat and drink. But the old man was lying. So not all prophecies are true. Odi, Oshenko. What spirit is behind? So they went back together. And the man of God ate and drank at the prophet's home. So he disobeyed God. Compromise as consequence. Let's see the consequence. Then while they were sitting at the table, a command from the Lord came to the old prophet. Now that you have compromised, God has spoken, stop speaking to the young prophet. He's now speaking to the one who has backslided. He cried out to the man of God from Judah. The one that brought you there is now going to prophesy to you. This is what the Lord says. You have defiled the word of the Lord and have disobeyed the command of the Lord your God. The Lord your God gave you. You came back to this place and ate and drank where he told you not to eat and drink, and is the man who fed him. So the man feeding you is now prophesying. Because of this, your body will not be buried in the grave of your ancestors. After the man of God has finished eating and drinking, the old prophet saddled an ox on donkey for him. And the man of God started off again. But as he was traveling along, a lion came out and killed him. His body lay there on the road, and a donkey and a lion standing beside it. People who passed by saw the body lying in the road and the lion standing beside it, and they went and reported it in Bethel where the old prophet lived. Don't let people who are supposed to die before you, you die before them. Because of rebellion and disobedience. I just read the scriptures just to show you what altars can do. And the dangers of becoming disobedient when we are dealing with altars. Lift your hand and say, Lord, have mercy on me. And deliver me from evil. Say, I receive grace to walk in obedience. There are different kinds of altars. There are different kinds of altars. Let me give you two and close. Number one, there are godly altars. Godly altars are altars that are connected to God. So every godly altar is connected to God. And because that godly altar is attracted, connected to God, it attracts God's presence. There are godly altars. Godly altars are altars that are connected to God and attracted God's presence. What did it attract? Number one, they attract what? They attract God's power. Number two, and they attract God's blessing. So all godly altars attract God's presence, God's power, and God's blessings. Anytime you contact a godly altar, these three things must manifest. You attract God's what? Number two, and number three. That means that any power that rises against you, the altar that is in the power will rise against that altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God's presence. It is God's presence that generates God's power. So wherever you see God's presence, God's power is there. When the presence of God went to Egypt, it demonstrated God's power. So you lift a rod, a river becomes blood. You lift a rod, darkness here, light here. So every godly altar attracts God's presence, it attracts God's power, and it attracts what? God's blessing. So when you come in contact with a godly altar, you will attract a blessing. That is why everywhere Abraham encountered God, he raised an altar. And the altar has the potential to release Abraham's blessing. One of the altars that brought unending blessing for Abraham is the altar he put Isaac on. It made God swear. And who can reverse God's swelling? Look at your neighbor and say, you need a godly altar. And because godly altars attract God's blessing, God's presence, and God's power, if you get to another altar that is not from God, you get the opposite. Amen. And godly altars are established upon the word of God, and the will of God. All godly altars are established upon the word of God. So when you go to a place and a church and everything, the altar there is established upon the word of God. From there, let's move to the next one. Satanic and demonic altars. What do we raise on godly altar before we go to satanic altars? And we raise what? Spiritual altars through what? Prayers. So through prayers, you can raise a godly altar. Spiritual one. Praises, yesterday I told you, worship, obedient to the word of God. Amen. So anyway, you pray, an altar will come and sit there, and it becomes a prayer altar. Straight. Like what is my you're fasting, sir. Something has come to sit here. If you come here, you feel like fasting. Or no matter how fasting is difficult, then when you come here, it becomes a different thing. Amen. Let me tell you something. Unless you are really backsliding, by the kind of training you have got here, some of you were, it will be difficult for you to stay the whole year without fasting. Have you noticed that you can't handle it? As if something is wrong with you, Bisa. Why you are crying? Some of you, 3 months, not fasting months, hey. And then they cost you. That means that there is a godly altar that is raised around you. And you have become addicted to that godly altar of fasting and prayer. What an altar. Amen. Some of you, when you step out of the road, you are not ordinary. No. It's just that God doesn't open your eyes, but people try to attack you. What to return back to them, they don't try the second time. Amen. Tell your neighbor, satanic altars. Satanic or demonic altars. Satanic and demonic altars are altars that were raised for satanic and demonic purposes. That means that, hear me, satanic and demonic altars serve the interests of Satan. Period. It's not a decoration. satanic and demonic altars serve the interest of what? Satan, demons, and evil spirits. That is the purpose. So when you see any altar that God's name is not on the altar, they are producing something different. I don't care how nice it is. The fetish priest can be a white man. It doesn't change anything. Amen. It can even be in a church, but the altar is not God. There are beautiful churches, people go there. You can't meet God there. God has no business with that altar. Amen. Beautiful, nice. Oh yes, it can be Pentecostal church. The Jesus they are mentioning is not the Jesus you know. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, the Jesus you are mentioning is another Jesus. May you contact a godly altar. That is where you need discernment. If you go to a place and the altar there is not from God, how will you know? I'll tell you tomorrow. That means that somebody walked to Porter's and somebody invited you. You come and sit here. How will I know this place God is here? If you move to another church and somebody invited you, how will you know that God is not here? And when you get to a place and God is not there, because you have the Holy Ghost, there are signs you must know God is not here. No matter how they try to pretend, they are serving God. And that is why we must pray for the restoration of the gift of the Spirit in the church. Because the only way to know is to operate in the gift of the Spirit. Physically, you can't pick it. People are worshiping in a place God is not there. Because listen, anywhere there is an altar, it must be established through a man. So the altar has better been established through Abraham. That means that every godly altar must be established by a godly servant of God. So if the man doesn't know God, he can't raise a godly altar. And don't forget, in the end time, false prophets will arise who will do many signs, but the spirit behind the sign is from a satanic altar. Be delivered from every trap. So you can go to a place, they will lay hands on you. You didn't get impartation, you get demotation. Demonictation. Let me tell you, it's very simple. Laying out of hand is contact and transmission. Don't forget that one. Lay hands on no man suddenly. It can be vice versa. It can be vice versa. If you lay hands on a demonic man and you don't carry anointing, something will leave him to you. And if a man lay hands on you who carries a demonic spirit, and you are not strong, something will leave the man to you. In the first place, what is your head doing under his hand? So hear this. You are a virgin. You have lived a pure life. If I am a satanic agent and living in adultery, and I lay hands on you, I have transferred spirits. You can't touch a live wire and it will not shock you. So when somebody lay hands, it's not a decoration. Don't lay hands on any man suddenly. Don't be partake of other people's sins. That is what it is. So nobody must lay hands on you who doesn't have the Holy Spirit. If they have another spirit, that is what you receive. The demons people used to do church that produce same as church service, they are called familiar spirit. But let me say a proper term for them. In the Greek, it's called similar spirit. So without discernment, you can't differentiate between them and the Spirit of God. They will do all the things we do in church, but the under layer of the altar is human blood, and probably human beings are buried. The only thing is that with time, those things will collapse. But the only way they collapse is that people has raised, like for instance, before the Pentecostal move came, there were cherubim and seraphim churches. They were in charge. Do you know that? How many of you went to those churches? Folda Water. Do you remember? Yeah. What is the name? What is the name they call them? Cherubim and seraphim. They were there everywhere. Do you remember those days? But do you know that when the Pentecostal move happened, they died automatically. So the only thing that kill the satanic altars is when the godly altars become strong. So watch this. Every country with a lot of false prophets means that there's no much prayer. When prayer altars are raised and there is a lot of fire, the false prophet will die naturally. Some of them will die physically. Some of them, the ministry will die. That is why some ministry can raise suddenly you don't hear of them again. And number two, the pastors cannot quote scriptures. I'll give you a lot of sign. And if they quote the scriptures, you realize that there is something wrong about their doctrines. The only way not to be deceived is to know. A lot of people are deceived. There are so many people who are going to a place, they are deceived. In fact, nice. There are even churches with names. Names. They have been there for centuries. But the spirit there is not God. And that is why Jesus said, I know you not, you workers of iniquity. They have all the, they mention the name of Jesus, they do the iniquity, mean they are hidden things people go there didn't know. If you go to a place for the first time, your discernment must be activated. Until Paul activated his discernment in Acts chapter 16, this girl with a sorcery spirit does it continually. If apostles can be deceived, what about you? The Bible said the girl keep doing it until Paul activated the discernment. And he perceived that, no, this is not God. Because everything he says is true. These are holy men of God who teach us the word of God. The message is correct, but the spirit is from the devil. Number two, those people with a satanic altar who pretend to be God, there will be a lot of things about sexual immorality attached to them. Common rumor. When you go there, highly do hear solid word that will keep you going. It is only centered on gift. Word is not emphasized. They make prophecy look like they control God. And then come ne gumiye me beshe. Odiye? No. Nobody can regulate God like that. It is God that told this prophet to go and prophesy. Even if you have the gift of prophecy, most times as we are growing, the gift of prophecy activates itself in church. And I study from SU time that it comes after worship. Check it. After strong worship, it is. Oh yes, we used to hear things like that. No, you are laughing because you didn't know. At the point when it got abused, people were using it to do all kinds of things. So, hey. At a point, it was very horrible. But the gift of the Spirit is very important. Yeah? The gift of the Spirit was so activated those days that people can go to Kumasi. Patricia is in Kumasi. I don't know his house. But the gift will direct them to the house. You hear strange testimonies. And we need the gift of the Spirit. It is the Spirit, it is that gift that will make you not marry the wrong guy. Because we can court with a guy who is pretending. And the pretense can be so sharp that it will take the gift to discern that this guy is not from God. He will do all the accolades and the things church people does. He will stand there. The fact that you are speaking in tongues does not mean you are baptized. Because tongues can be learned. You can learn from Pastor Makaya. But it does not mean you are being baptized in the Holy Ghost. So the people are speaking in tongues, but they are not genuinely baptized. Yeah. So you can be speaking in tongues because you are in an atmosphere where they speak it. And because people will not watch you for standing, you also stand there. And because you want to marry that chorister to prove that you are also in the spirit. Some even do it, you know, Sam. There is a lady B. I was watching her in the morning session. He doesn't say anything. I was watching her. He doesn't say anything. No tongues is like that. Anyway, let me close the service. Tongues. They spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And as you keep praying, you even get more vocabularies because it's a language. I notice it. Anytime the guy, you go and say, and no sound comes. I don't know why he got the Holy Ghost. I watch a lot of stuff. Well, in the house of God, there are many people, so I don't know. I'm even surprised his hand has not dislocated. Coincidentally. No, no tongues is like that. There's nothing wrong doing this, but a sound must come. But for it, and he can do it for 1 hour. What a generation. And some of you that start speaking in tongues, the moment you start on it's not tongues. That realm is called the realm of groaning. But you must start with language before you grow. And the groaning, you don't force it. The Holy Ghost naturally push you there. Let's correct some excess here. So when you come and see the pastors who are groaning, sometimes they pray for about 2 hours before you were coming. So when they enter the realm of grow, you just started. Your tongues cannot be No, it's a language. Minamaka dudi atukaya andili mikabo reka zudibi atosaya zikra sutiki kakoya. You are speaking a language, but no man understanded him. How beat in the spirit, he speaketh mystery. So what I speak now, you can't understand, but God understand. The only way to understand is to have the gift of interpretation of tongues. And even that one, the gift of interpretation of tongues, interpret a particular tongue, but not the one in language prayer. So the tongues for prayer is different from the tongues of prophecy. So that one, we finish worship, somebody say, Lakaya da boya da tia, and nima da keta kapaya. Somebody that says the Lord. He is interpreting what he said. So another person speak in the tongues, another person interpret. But the prayer tongues, only God understand.
Potter City presents Dominion 2024. 14 days of fasting and more prayers. Theme, possessing your possessions. Obadiah 1:17. But on Mount Zion, there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Host, God's servant, Nana Seyo Pokusakodie. Date, 4th to 17th March, 2024. Venue, Potter City, Miocho Pram Pram. Time, 4:30 p.m. sharp. Be there to take your possessions in a year of positive surprises and flourishing.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Pukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location, Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the bar. I'm not afraid to